Non-resistance is the key to the greatest power in the universe. Through it, consciousness, or spirit, is freed from its imprisonment in form. Inner non-resistance to form, whatever is or happens, is a denial of the absolute reality of form. Resistance makes the world and the things of the world appear more real, more solid, and more lasting than they are, including your own form identity, the ego. It endows the world and the ego with a heaviness and an absolute importance that makes you take yourself and the world very seriously. The play of form is then misperceived as a struggle for survival. And when that is your perception, it becomes your reality. The many things that happen, the many forms that life takes on, are of an ephemeral nature. They are all fleeting. Things, bodies, and egos, events, situations, thoughts, emotions, desires, ambitions, fears, drama, they come, pretend to be all important, and before you know it, they are gone, dissolved into the no-thingness out of which they came. Were they ever real? Were they ever more than a dream? The dream of form. When we wake up in the morning, the night's dream dissolves and we say, "Oh, it was only a dream. It wasn't real." But something in the dream must have been real, otherwise it could not be. When death approaches, we may look back on our life and wonder if it was just another dream. Even now, you may look back on last year's vacation or yesterday's drama and see that it is very similar to last night's dream. There is the dream, and there is the dreamer of the dream. The dream is a short-lived play of forms. It is the world, relatively real, but not absolutely real. Then there is the dreamer, the absolute reality in which the forms come and go. The dreamer is not the person. The person is part of the dream. The dreamer is the substratum in which the dream appears, that which makes the dream possible. It is the absolute behind the relative, the timeless behind time, the consciousness in and behind form. The dreamer is consciousness itself, who you are. To awaken within the dream is our purpose. When we are awake within the dream, the ego-created earth drama comes to an end, and a more benign and wondrous dream arises. This is the new earth. That's the essence of the book A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, from which I just read, and I say it's the dog's bollocks.